Winsome Earl Sears ad exposes text sent by Jay Jones about shooting GOP leader. Kids, reject the insanity. By Jasmine Jordan on October 6, 2025. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, who is running for governor, released a campaign ad Sunday exposing text messages from 2022 sent by Democrat Jay Jones, a candidate for attorney general, in which he talked about shooting former Virginia House Speaker Todd Gilbert and wrote that his wife needed to witness their children die. The one-minute video, posted Sunday, opens with a montage of news anchors reporting that Jay Jones is under fire for sending messages in 2022 saying Gilbert should be shot. One anchor references that Jones suggested Gilbert's wife watch her own child die in her arms so that Gilbert might reconsider his political views. Another states, Jones said, quote, Gilbert, Hitler, and Pol Pot. Gilbert gets two bullets to the head. A later clip adds, Jones doubled down, saying, quote, do I think Todd and Jennifer are evil and that they're breeding little fascists? Yes. The ad also features footage of Democrat gubernatorial candidate Representative Abigail Spanberger. As text appears on screen reading, Abigail Spanberger, I'm excited about Jay Jones, the video cuts to her saying, it's been great to be out on the campaign trail with Jay Jones. Throughout the ad, clips from Spanberger's campaign speeches are interspersed, including her statement, we deserve an attorney general who will stand up for the people, and her frequently used line, let your rage fuel you. The ad ends with the words, reject the insanity. Vote Republican. In an interview with ABC 8 News reporter Tyler Englander on Friday evening, Jones was asked, how can Virginians trust a man who said something so horrific, so callously? Jones responded that he was so deeply, deeply sorry for his comments and wished he could take them back. In contrast, the campaign ad separately includes a clip of Jones saying, only when people feel pain personally do they move on policy. Governor Glenn Youngkin, RVA, called Jones's messages violent and disgusting, writing that they were beyond disqualifying. He asserted the rhetoric targeted at an elected official and his children showed that Jones doesn't have the morality or character to drop out of this race, and criticized Democrat candidates for not calling on him to step aside. President Donald Trump also weighed in Sunday, endorsing Republican Attorney General Jason Meares for re-election and calling for Jones to drop out of the race immediately. Trump declared Jones's remarks were sick and demented. In a statement, Meares noted that Jones's comments were disqualifying for someone seeking Virginia's top law enforcement position. The Attorney General is Virginia's chief law enforcement officer, Meares added. That authority must always be exercised with neutrality, integrity, and character. Vice President J.D. Vance and House Speaker Mike Johnson also urged Jones to withdraw. Johnson stated, there is no conceivable justification for wishing violence against a political opponent and their children. Earl Sears, who is running against Spanberger for governor, also condemned the texts and tied them to what she described as a broader problem within the Democrat Party. The calls for hate and violence are coming from the mouths of the Democrat Party's leaders, and Jay Jones is just the most recent, and his wish for violent acts the most clear, she said. So if you can't solve a problem, you can't name it. But I will. And here and now, the leadership of the Democrat Party has become consumed with hate. The release of the ad comes amid a tightening Virginia gubernatorial race. An A2 Insights poll conducted September 26 to 28 showed Spanberger leading Earl Sears 47.7% to 44.6%, within the margin of error. The firestorm also follows incidents involving Spanberger's allies. In September, Chesterfield County School Board member Dot Heffron, who endorsed Spanberger, faced backlash for praising the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. A Spanberger campaign staffer was separately accused of posting F around and find out following Kirk's murder. Spanberger condemned any efforts to justify or minimize political violence, saying disagreements should never lead to violence.